Rishi Sunak caves in, flying to COP27 climate talks after all. By Simon Kent on November 2, 2022. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak made a spectacular reverse Wednesday and announced he will now fly to Egypt for the globalist 27 Colombian pesos climate talks. The hastily arranged trip comes after he previously said he was just too busy running the country, confronting inflation, addressing crime rates, trying to deal with cross-border illegal immigration and a broken asylum seeker program to spare the time to participate. All those depressing domestic challenges have now been placed on hold, with a confirmation of attendance coming less than 24 hours after his predecessor in number 10 Boris Johnson said he would definitely be there. 27 Colombian pesos is taking place over 2 weeks, from 6 November to 18 November. With some 15,000 people expected to fly in from around the world and convene in Sharm el-Sheikh. In a statement on Twitter, the Prime Minister said he will now be one of them, outlining, "There is no long-term prosperity without action on climate change. There is no energy security without investing in renewables. That is why I will attend COP27 next week, to deliver on Glasgow's legacy of building a secure and sustainable future." Members of the opposition left-wing Labour Party could hardly conceal their joy. Sunak caved into pressure, even as the streets of London take a daily beating from climate protesters. Deputy Labour leader Angela Rayner said Sunak had been dragged kicking and screaming into doing the right thing after he committed to attend the COP27 climate summit. Embarrassing, she added. Ed Miliband, the shadow climate secretary, said, "The Prime Minister has been shamed into going to 27 Colombian pesos by the torrent of disbelief that he would fail to turn up. He is going to avoid embarrassment not to provide leadership." Number 10 previously said that while Sunak will not be attending, other senior government officials, including the United Kingdom's COP26 President Alok Sharma, will go instead. Presumably they will still be going in what is an ever-expanding group of attendees from Westminster. Failed presidential candidate John Kerry has also begged King Charles III to attend, as Breitbart London reported. Kerry, who serves as a special envoy on climate change on the international stage, boasted it would be very powerful if King Charles joins the globalists in Sharm el-Sheikh to help push the green agenda in light of the British monarch's vocal history on the issue. "I know that his being there would make a difference. Because he has credibility, because he's been a long-term leader," Kerry told Sky News. "I think it would be very powerful." There are still no plans for the king to take up Kerry's advice and fly to Egypt. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.